Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Wednesday edition. We're kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Now, Monday night, we, at the very end of the show, last half hour of the show, began discussing Mark's little group that he goes to.
God.
His little meetings, his cult is
cult.
Basically what they are.
I see.
It's called Landmark Education.
You can
check
it out at landmarkeducation.com.
Yeah, and you can check out some other interesting links that I'll be giving you a little bit later that absolutely reveals the fact that this is a very dangerous, brainwashing, mind-warping cult. It is very frightening, which is why I'm bringing this out here, Mark. We talked about it briefly before. I want to get into some more detail here tonight because I have done ceaseless research since the moment that you left. And just to recap here, and by the way, the ultimate question here is going to be, have you, listeners, ever been involved in a cult? And how long did it take you to realize it? And what was your story? Because many people have been involved in cults. I myself was one of them.
Really?
Which is why I have the ability, I believe, to comment on this. Considering that I, at one time, had been involved in what definitely had some cult-like flavor to it. It was a little something called network marketing.
Oh, God. Network marketing is not cultish. You would have to have...
Yes, absolutely it is, sir.
Okay.
There are. It's not cultish in the religious sense.
I think that's the definition of a cult.
No. No, sir. You don't know what the definition of a cult is.
Okay.
I will have to pull up one of them for you.
We'll have to see that.
But essentially, if you're not talking about a religion, you're talking about a group of people that sort of feeds off of one another, and they reject the outside realities. In many cases, these cult members will reject friends and family who do not actually join the cult as well, who do not agree with the cult. The cult will divide them away from other people. For instance, in this network marketing group that I was in when I was younger, I joined it when I was 19, and I was sort of suckered in. It was very persuasive.
Well,
and
they were persuaded
suckered in.
Doesn't really sound very fair to you.
Suckered is the real word, though.
I don't see it as.
It was persuasion. I did join on a voluntary basis, obviously, as all cult members do. And I, of course...
Did they ask you for all your money and to go live in a desert commune somewhere?
No, it's not like that, Mark. We're not talking about that sort of a cult here. All right, we're talking about a cult that damages people's relationships with their friends and family members.
Damages the relationship.
Encourages people to damage their own relationships. Not the cult itself that's doing it. Obviously, the responsibility lies with the individual. But when I was in this network marketing group, and we were selling magnetic products, among other things, it is funny.
You did try to sell me some magnetic products.
I did, and this is an important point.
And I'm glad you did, because otherwise I may never have gotten the deep relationship with you that I have.
So the
cult of the magnetic products created a friendship between you and I and a great business association so far.
The magnetic products did not create the friendship between you and I.
Okay.
That was just something we happened to talk about once. And when I brought it up to you way back when, Mark, you knew exactly...
The first time we talked, by the way. The first time
probably
that you and
right.
I...
That sounds about right, because I was on the ball with everybody, ruining friendships, destroying relationships. But you weren't a friend, so I didn't really have anything to ruin with you except the potential future. So I started discussing this with you, and you knew exactly what I had gotten myself into. You knew, and you weren't interested in getting into it yourself, because you knew better. You knew about network marketing. You knew that while it could certainly benefit somebody in that they might learn a few sales techniques, they might learn some stuff about dealing with people as far as sales is concerned, and yes, I did learn those things. But at a tremendous cost of money and time. Yeah, I spent over $6,000 while I was in that cult, Mark. And
that's a lot more than most people spend in network marketing.
Well, whatever. Anyway, I don't know. I don't have studies on what most people spend in
network
marketing.
It just doesn't seem likely. Most people would probably spend a couple $100 maybe.
I don't think you really know what you're talking about. Network marketing does an amazing job of getting its followers to empty their bank accounts and wallets on their products and their services.
Most people find that after a few hundred dollars, that things aren't working, they stop. You know, like, I got into this business to make money, and I'm not making money. I'm spending money.
Well, if those people weren't really indoctrinated effectively enough, their cults must not have been very effective, because the effectiveness in network marketing, or the message, is essentially, well, if you don't believe in the product, you can't sell the product, so you have to use the product, so you have to buy all these products for yourself, right? And then, you know, get to know them and understand them and believe in them and then try to move them to other people. And so there's this constant culture of just continuing to purchase products and experiences. Anyway, when I first introduced you to this, Mark, when I brought this up, you knew what I was getting into because you'd been made aware of network marketing in the past, and I don't know if you'd ever done it in the past yourself.
I think I may have signed up for a network marketing organization and never done anything about it. You know, just like signed up.
You knew enough, though, to stay away. And that's sort of what I want you to – that's how I want you to approach this situation. At this point, I know enough about landmark education, so-called, to tell you that you are in a situation where you are in danger of becoming a brainwashed cult member. You already have had some of the brainwashing going on. It comes out in some of your vocabulary sometimes. And I just want you to look at it from that perspective of, like, look – I've been in a cult before. I'm seeing this from the outside here, Mark, and I'm going to try to my best to explore this with you and rescue you from the clutches of this money-hungry organization known as Landmark Education.
They're not money-hungry.
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay.
And so we're going to get into it, but I really want to hear from you guys as well. If you've been caught up in this stuff before, maybe it's network marketing, maybe it's something like this large group awareness training course that is Landmark Education or EST, or there was something called LifeSpring way back in the past.
I thought LifeSpring was still around.
They've come and they've gone. They change names. They change hands. For instance, we discussed this Monday night, this Landmark used to be called EST.
Sort of.
Which was founded by a former car salesman.
Well, among other things, I mean, you could call me a former dishwasher. I did do that for a living.
Right.
I mean, Werner Erhard did sell cars at one point.
Yeah, but car salesmen are a little sleazier than dishwashers, just by nature.
Yeah, but he didn't do car sales for that long.
Anyway,
people have to support themselves while they're moving to whatever it is they're going to do in life.
He had this, he created this EST, and it was a pretty authoritarian, I guess, regime as far as its methods were concerned. Very abusive. That sort of thing.
I don't know that I would call it abusive, but things, you know, methods.
Oh,
were certainly...
I would call it abusive. You didn't go, did you?
No.
Okay, based on what I've read, it absolutely was. And so he sold.
And people could leave anytime they wanted to.
Sure, they could, but the room is set up and the situation is set up so that they will not want to leave, and we can get into that. And it's still done that way.
I disagree.
Yes, of course you disagree. By the way, to preface all of this, Mark will disagree with everything I say because he is a true believer in this cult. He has been totally indoctrinated, so you can just expect Mark to continually disagree and contradict everything that I have said. However,
Ian hasn't done this education, so how in the world can you talk about it intelligently?
I don't need to go through the course because I went to the introduction with you, and I have seen hidden camera video footage of this course, of which I will be posting on the bulletin board system for all to see.
Okay.
So I have seen plenty of the inside of this course to know exactly what's going on. And before you call me out and say, well, they've changed their ways, like you were saying on Monday night, well, no, they're not the same now. And admittedly, they have toned it down from the days of EST.
Sure they
toned it down, and you're now alleging that they've toned it down even further within the last few years.
Yeah, I think it was in the last 5 years.
So that was your objection last night, because I had read a personal story from somebody's personal account of experiencing the Landmark Forum, and you discounted it by saying, oh, it's all different now. But is it? Or is that just what they tell you? 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, especially if you've known anything about Landmark. We want to hear from you. I have examples now, Mark, from recent times.
Mm-hmm.
Examples, and this video that we're going to talk about was filmed within the last 3 years. I have personal examples from within the last month, or a few months, and also within the last year. We're going to bring it all out.
Well, you can hear my personal example from last night.
Well, yeah, I do want to hear about what you did last night, because that's where you were all last evening.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out what your little curriculum was and what you learned, allegedly, and what the indoctrination was for you. And I feel bad for you, Mark, that you've been suckered in like this, because you're a smart guy. You're an intelligent dude.
That's why I say I'm not suckered.
Unfortunately, they play on emotions, not intellect here. We're going to come back with more. We're talking about cults. Have you been involved in one? DJ has. We're going to talk to him next. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-899-7633. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-899-7633. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-899-7633. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-899-7633. 1-800-899-7633.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show, you take control of the airwaves, toll free. 800-259-9231, that is 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of great stuff on our site, it's all free, including live streams. Broadband version, dial-up version of the show, both free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're talking about something that has affected many people's lives. In fact, probably more people than even realize it We're talking about cults in America, not specifically religious cults. In fact, I don't really want to talk about religious cults tonight. Because you and I would both agree, Mark, that religious cults are wacky and crazy. And, of course, we would also agree that big religions could also be considered cults as well.
I think that they often portray similar aspects.
So I don't want to cover a religious-based cult tonight. That's not what I want to talk about. Of course, if you want to, you can. It is Free Talk Live. But specifically what I want to focus on are the things that other people don't necessarily see up front as being cults. Things like network marketing. Things like Landmark. Things like these large group awareness training seminars, which is what Landmark is categorized
okay.
as.
That sounds fair. Group awareness training seminar sounds like something you... cult? I don't see how that you can make that particular jump.
We're going to talk more about this and get into detail, but I want to go to the phones first. I want to know also if you have ever been involved in some of these things that we're talking about here. Network marketing. Have you experienced these things? How did you get out? Or are you still in? And are you in denial, like Mark is, that you're involved in a cult? Let's talk to DJ in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, DJ.
Well, I've been involved in both Landmark and in network marketing, and I am no longer involved in either one.
What happened?
Well, I think what you said, Ian, before the break was very important, and that is the difference between using emotion and intellect when you're evaluating these companies. They try to use emotions to sucker you in, and I mean, I don't necessarily know that I would call either one of these a cult. It all depends on your definition of a cult, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it depends, because there's like words have definitions, and when you misuse words, then you just bastardize the definitions.
Right, right.
That's my opinion.
I guess I look at a cult as being more of a religious nature, but
me too.
I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be. I agree also.
All right,
by the
let's
way,
hold on. Let me hold on. I'm going to get to your experience here in a moment. All right, so here we go. Defining a cult from rickross.com. Rick, who, by the way, is a cult expert. Webster's Dictionary defines cult as 1, formal religious veneration, 2, a system of religious beliefs and rituals, also the body of adherence, 3, religion regarded as unorthodox or spurious, 4, a system for the cure of disease based on dogma set forth by its promulgator, 5, a great devotion to a person, idea, thing, especially such devotion regarded as a literary or intellectual fad, and definition B of that, a usually small circle of persons united by devotion or allegiance to an artistic or intellectual movement or figure. So, I could go on with that. But,
intellectual movement, I suppose, but I mean, it sounds like you're getting really narrow in this large definition of
that's
cult.
That's the Webster's Dictionary definition of cult. Now, DJ, how did you get involved in Landmark, which is what Mark is involved in right now?
I have a friend who did it, and she kind of recruited me to the, it was a kind of an introductory session.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nighttime thing. It was a couple hours long.
Was it at a hotel or was it at someone's home?
No, actually they have an office here in Chicago, I guess.
Oh, I guess they would, yeah.
So
did she tell you that, did she recruit you with this sort of, oh, it changed my life, it's so awesome, that sort of...
Yes.
Speak. And yeah, so when you went to the introduction, you signed up, I guess, and went further? I mean, what was your progress?
I don't remember. This was several years ago, and okay. I don't remember if I signed up on the spot or if it was sometime later. I did eventually, though, I signed up for the weekend course. I think that's the Landmark Forum.
Yeah, you have
that
to sign
right,
up for the forum before anything else.
Yeah, okay, that's what I signed up for then, and it was several hundred dollars, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually changed my mind before it happened. And,
so you didn't actually go.
No, I didn't actually go to it. Mm. I was able to get my money refunded. So they were, they were a workable company. They worked with me to refund my money.
Well, sure, they are a company, absolutely. And we're going to talk about more how they work. So you really never did get into Landmark. You sort of had to, you had about as much of a taste as I did. I went to the introduction. I did not sign up. But you didn't actually go in there. Now, what about your network marketing experience? What was that like? And did you have any highlights from it? Anything that you learned?
Another key thing that I learned here was that to use my intellect, you know, not to let emotion control my decision making. It wasn't necessarily a bad experience for me. It wasn't a very long experience either.
You're talking about Landmark
the company went bust shortly after I signed up.
Right. Typical with network marketing.
Apparently it's pretty typical, although they had been in business for several years before.
Oh, so
prior to that.
So they didn't sell you in on the, hey, you're going to get in on the ground floor.
No, they were already pretty established from what I could, from the information I could gather. Again, this was maybe 5 years ago, seven years ago.
What was the product? Just out of curiosity, what were they selling?
Yeah, I was going to say it was selling healthcare products.
Mm-hmm.
Their big thing was like an energy drink, which this was right at the beginning of the whole energy drink boom. You know, now they're all over the place, but this was right at the beginning of that whole fad. I guess if it's still a fad.
It seems to be driven at this point by the big companies, so I think they might make it stay.
Right. So did you go to meetings where a bunch of people had to bring people and testimonials?
Well, I went to several training sessions. This was primarily an online sales and through friends and relatives and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although I never really intended to go to my friends and relatives and try to sell them this.
Oh, that's good. So you didn't ruin any relationships with it.
No. Nice. I never really had any intention of doing that. Again, I was being smart about it. I was trying to be as smart as possible about it.
Good for you. So you didn't really have the most damaging experience that many other people have in network marketing.
Well, I've heard of other people who've had really bad experiences, and they alienate themselves from their family and friends. And
yes, they do, and it's a really
sad. It can be a bad situation.
It really is sad. And DJ, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. This Landmark Forum, really what I want to focus on here tonight is what this company does, and they are a company.
Yes.
Essentially, it's so deep. There's so much to share here, Mark, and it's almost difficult for me to figure out where to start. I have been just feeding on information about Landmark for the past 48 hours. I mean, I haven't really even answered emails. I've been so busily reading stuff about this.
Disinformation.
Hardly. This is real information from real people that have really gone there, people with psychology degrees.
And I'll give you my real information that I experienced.
Your
too.
Indoctrinated set of information. Yeah, why don't we start there? Before I start talking about what I have learned, why don't we start with what you did last night? Where you went to, what the curriculum was, what you got out of it, and we'll let you paint a nice flowery picture for how wonderful this so-called Landmark is.
Okay.
And then I'll proceed to destroy it. 800-259-9231, want to hear from you as well with your stories about the cults that you've been in, and how did you get out? Now, DJ wasn't in very deep. He was pretty smart about the whole thing. But I want to hear from somebody that was in deep for years. And how you got out. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free for the taking, including updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce. Updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about cults, specifically non-religious cults, which many people don't necessarily consider cults. An example might be multi-level marketing, or network marketing, as it has been called, which I have been involved in the past, and I'm a little bit embarrassed about. But hey, we all do silly things when we're younger. Unfortunately, Mark is involved in something silly now, and he's in his mid-30s. It's something called Landmark Education. And according to Rick Ross from Cult News, can some multi-level marketing and commercial schemes be seen as somewhat cultic? Yes, some commercially motivated groups stress total commitment, avoid answering critical questions, and seem to employ cult-like manipulative techniques to achieve what can be seen as undue influence. As you will see here as we continue to discuss this, this Landmark group that Mark is in essentially is a business that is designed to recruit an army of unpaid volunteers to recruit new clients for their cultish seminars. And we're going to get into the details on how it works. But first, let's let Mark tell his story about what he did last night with his Landmark group.
Well, I drove from Keene, New Hampshire to Boston. Mm-hmm. On the way, I met a Massachusetts cop who gave me a $250 ticket.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. Anyway, got there and had dinner and then went to the Living Powerfully, a Life That Defies the Predictable.
You and your wife?
Correct.
Okay.
My wife takes the same education. She's probably taken more of it than I have.
So she's been in longer than you?
No, we both took the forum at the same time. And in isn't the right term. We took the education. That's all. We
education.
Have taken the education. That's all. We're not in anything.
The nice
there's
word
no
for
membership,
indoctrination.
There's no membership card. There's no membership fee. No nothing. You take classes. That's it.
And you pay for those classes.
Of course you pay for those. Have you seen it? How many classes do you not pay for?
Go ahead.
So, living powerfully, a life that defies the predictable. And I took some notes because I just knew you'd want
to. They allow you to take notes in this one?
In some you can take notes and some you can't.
Yeah, why is it that they don't allow you to take notes?
Here's the reason.
In some of them.
I will give you the reason as I best understand it.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not a spokesperson for Landmark, and I do not claim to be.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did take have taken quite a few of their courses. The reason is that knowing something doesn't necessarily allow you to do that thing. For instance, Ian, you know that lifting weights would make you, you know, bigger, stronger, perhaps more attractive in some way. You know, you would probably prefer to be a big, strong guy than,
Really.
Yeah, well.
Bad example.
That's what
I see what you're saying.
I'd say if I was a little skinny guy, too.
Yeah.
So.
I got you, Mark.
Got it. It's not gotcha.
Got it.
Yeah.
See, we're going to get into the terminology.
Yeah, I hate it.
The new speak, the forum speak, if you will.
I will get into that later.
Yes,
we'll talk about it. But anyhow, the fact is, you sell people emotionally. You don't sell them intellectually. Most people, the vast majority of people, and I would say even people that make intellectual decisions, most people make their decisions from an emotional basis. Selling is an emotional game. If you want to have something in your life, you need to have it on a emotional level, not an intellectual level.
How does that answer the question about why they don't allow people to take notes?
I thought that you were asking me, because you during the forum, you need to be totally immersed in the class, not scribbling away, taking notes, drawing yourself away from the class, concentrating on writing on pieces of paper, plus people doodle, that kind of thing. It just takes distractions
away.
So
only the first class, you have to have total immersion. The other ones, they allow you to take notes?
Yeah.
Seems a little inconsistent. So what did you learn last night, Mark? What did you learn at your little forum thing?
Well, the course is called Living Powerfully. And let's see, I took some notes. For one was a quote from a philosopher that they mentioned. I can't remember the guy's name. I think he was Scottish.
Was it one of the Stalinist guys that they quote a lot?
No.
Okay,
I don't know any Stalinist guys that they quote.
That's probably because you've never actually researched the names of the people that they give you quotes from.
Nietzsche?
Go ahead.
Kierkegaard? Do violence to your complacency and the tranquilized obviousness of life. But this is a philosopher's statement. This is not Landmark's, statement.
Uh-huh.
So, I kind of like that. Do violence to your complacency.
Great.
That's good. Get rid of your complacency. Integrity, which is doing what you say you're going to do by the time you say that you'll do it, it includes keeping your word and keeping it in a powerful context.
Do you have a problem keeping your word? Is that?
I think everyone has a problem keeping their word. I think that that's the biggest problem that humans have, is that they say things that they'll do, and then they don't do them.
Mm.
They mean to do them. They agree to do them. They don't get them done, or they don't get them done by the time that they say they're going to do.
Okay.
And I think that that's a great thing for making yourself better in your life.
I'm not going to deny that you can't pick up positive things from these LGATs, these large group awareness seminars or trainings. But go ahead with the continuing you learned.
Inside each one of us is a self-pitying idiot, and he wins every time that you're out of integrity. So every time you do, say you're going to do something and you don't do it, or you're expected to do something that you don't do, you're out of integrity, and the self-pitying idiot in you, the guy who talks about, you can't do this, and you're a failure, that guy wins.
I see.
let's see. What it looks like when I'm out of an what it looks like when thing here.
Why don't you just put the notes down and just generally tell me what it is you learned last night?
Basically that
how long was this, by the way?
3 hours.
3 hours. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Basically that you need to do what you say you're going to do by the time you say you're going to do it. And I got a very emotional understanding of why that's important.
And how much did you pay? Told to do what you say you're going to do.
I think it was $35. It might have been $45.
Okay. And this is typical.
Shocking, isn't it?
This is typical of self-help. I mean, a little self-help for some people I don't think is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
As far as...
Self-help books sell real well.
People need to be beaten over the head with the obvious. We talk about the obvious a lot on Free Talk Live when we bring up some helping topics where you could possibly benefit from your life. And these are usually things you already know, but you just need to be reminded of. So to that extent, I understand, and I'm not denying that there may be things in this group that you could benefit from.
I can't
I'm not
see
denying
anything you
that.
Can't.
Well, that's because you, weren't looking objectively at the entire organization.
Wouldn't I know? I mean, my wife has been sort of, has been in the assisting program. She's been in many, many of these forums. I've taken a great deal of their curriculum, the forum, the advanced course, the communication course,
access exactly to power. What they want you to do.
Over 5 years?
How much have
they
paid?
One course over every year. For
How many thousands of dollars? Over 1,000, right?
Yeah, I probably paid over 1,000.
Okay. I'm going to go into some personal examples from other people as far as what they saw at the Landmark Education Forum. We'll talk about how the forum actually works, why it is brainwashing. There's an expert on this video, which I can't play anything from because it's from France.
I think it's,
which, by the way, Landmark Education has pulled out of France, interestingly enough. Did you know that, Mark?
No, I could care less.
Also, did you know that Landmark Education also demanded that YouTube, Google, and the Internet Archive all pull their copies of this French expose on their organization?
They have, they're very protective of their technology.
Just like Scientology.
That's all they have
is
the things they say.
Their technology, that's one of their
technology.
Terms. It's ludicrous.
I'll look
technology.
Up technology for you.
Anyway, they've demanded that these videos be taken down, just like the Scientologists attack anybody who publicly goes after them. In fact, Landmark has been labeled Scientology without the space aliens. And the founder of Landmark, Werner Erhard, who originally was named Jack somebody or other, he was actually involved in Scientology in the past as well. So he took a number of the concepts there and applied them here. Let's go to April 2006, since on Monday night...
Technology is a branch of knowledge.
Okay. Did you pull that from Landmark Education's website?
Dictionary.com. Would you like the whole thing?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Branch of knowledge that deals with the creation and use of technical means and their interrelationship with life, society, and the environment, drawing upon such subjects as industrial, arts, engineering, applied science, and pure science.
I don't think there's anything technical about what's going on in Landmark Education.
They study ontology.
What does that mean?
The study of being.
800-259-9231 as Mark continues to pull out his newspeak here. 800-259-9231 is the number. I want to hear from you if you've been involved in a cult. How long did it last? How did you get out? I want to hear from somebody who was in deep. 800-259-9231. Coming up, another example from somebody who went to one of these forums that wasn't necessarily as taken by it as Mark was. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. 303-893-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But really what I want to hear about is your experience in a cult. Now, come on. Cop to it. Admit it. You've been involved in something cult-like in the past. Perhaps. Perhaps maybe network marketing as an experience. Perhaps something like what Mark is involved in today, called Landmark. There have been other things in the past, LifeSpring, EA, what was it, ETS? What was it from?
EST. EST.
EST.
It's EST.
EST. And there's been a variety of these things. Large group awareness trainings is what they're called. And the concept sounds really good. Somebody comes to you, usually a friend, a family member, in some cases a coworker, maybe a boss, will come to you and say, man, this course has changed my life. And you know what? I want you to come and experience it with me. And so they bring you to this introductory class, and then you're asked to sign up because you're told how this is going to be so radically life-changing and so awesome, etc. And then you sign up and you go to one of these courses, the Landmark Forum, as it is called. And here's a story from somebody more recently. Since, Mark, you claim that they changed their ways. You claim that they're not as mean to people anymore, which, by the way, is not true. That's just what they're telling you, just what you believe.
I was there. I was there
when I watched this video footage from one of these events,
okay,
where a woman was being berated on stage by the leader of the forum, berated, brought down, brought to tears in front of a group of strangers. And then later, when somebody else got up and accused him of harassing her, he just outright denied it and managed to play it off as though it was no big deal what he was doing. And so if you're sitting in that room, of course you're going to agree with what the leader of the forum says, because he's in charge. And the way they set this whole thing up, Mark, is really, really kind of spooky. Let me get into this description from rickross.com. There's several personal stories from people that have been through it, Mark.
Been
through Landmark and had a few things to say about it. Landmark education is still going strong, even in this day and age of technology and enlightenment. I was persuaded to go to an introductory session in Massachusetts this spring by a girl I was dating who gushed positively about the forum and its breakthrough effect on her. She'd volunteered through the weekend for the seminar, and we attended the follow-up graduation session. Even though I'm cynical and questioning by nature, I have to admit it was a very persuasive presentation. And they convinced me to sign up for the next seminar and put down a $100 deposit. About 300 people filled the room. We're now to the seminar. All very positive, smiling, and confident. A speaker began by reassuring us that our hesitation was normal, then proceeded to respond to most of the thoughts in my head, like, who attends these things? The hook for me was the trust in my new girlfriend who brought me to the session. At various times in the talk, we were told to turn to the person who brought us and discuss why they brought us here and what they had gained. I was completely disarmed and open to the idea of improving my life. After all, that's why people go to these things, because they're looking for some sort of a breakthrough. But the whole time, bells were going off in my head. Why did they want us to sign up so quickly? The pressure to sign up at these events is apparently fairly heavy. These are heavy sales pitch events. In fact, a good chunk of the time is actually spent pitching, signing up for the next class. And also, the purpose of these events, as you'll find out...
I wouldn't think 5% of the time is spent doing that.
The purpose of these, as you will find out, is to actually get the people in the class to become unpaid recruiters for the next class. In fact, you get assignments during your breaks. There's only a few breaks, by the way. These they last all day long. In fact, they go from something like 9 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night or something extreme like that. Like a 15-hour long day. There's a 3-hour segment, there's a half-hour break, another 3-hour segment, followed by, I believe, an hour and a half break for a dinner sort of a thing.
Okay.
Or maybe that's later on.
I think there's 3 half-hour breaks and then one hour and a half break.
Yeah. So basically, you are you're shut off in this room. There's no windows. It's typically a hotel kind of convention center style room. There's no windows. You're locked off. You're there all day long. You barely have time to go out and do your homework assignments that they give you, because when you're on break, you have assignments, and these assignments are usually calling people that you know and essentially inviting them to come to the forum.
Not true. That's not what happens. You call the people that you know, and you clean up with them.
Yeah, you apologize for some silly thing in the past.
A lot of people have a lot of big problems, Ian. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't have any big problems in your life, a lot of people do. A lot of people go in there dealing with loved ones that were murdered, rape, all kinds of things that people deal with in it. I don't have any big issues like that. I went in to deal with issues like, I'd like to be more effective at work, I'd like to sell better.
So you clean.
And I got that.
So you say you clean up with them, but then you invite them to your graduation, right?
It's not a graduation. That's not the right
change the name of it.
It's the last night of the forum, and they're very specific.
Okay. I've seen the term graduation used in several different accounts.
Do not tell people that this is a graduation.
Okay, then they've changed that. Then very.
Well, that's because it's because as people complain about a product, they make a product better, and that's what
they just change the name of it. That's all. They change the name of what they do. This graduation is just a push to get new
people
to sign up.
There's no graduation. You don't come up on stage.
Whatever
you want
to call
it,
the last night, exactly. Which is why they can't call it a graduation anymore. It's a final night push to get more recruits for the next class. So you're trying to recruit new people in.
When do you think people will be most likely to sign up for the next class? It would seem to me that when they're high from taking the course, you know, that everything's been great for them, that they would sign up for the next one. As life comes back around them and that kind of thing, that's when they're going to be too busy, more cynical, all that other stuff. It seems like a good time to do it to me. I mean, it's just good sales.
Who was the organization that was behind this seminar? Why did my girlfriend and 30 others volunteer their weekend at no pay to a for-profit business? Maybe you could answer that question, Mark, considering you have volunteered for this organization, this business that's out making money hand over fist. They're charging hundreds of dollars for this weekend forum for people. And what's the average size of one of these things? 60 to 100 people attending?
Oh, I'd say it better be over 100.
They're making significant cash, but 95% of the people involved, as far as behind the scenes are concerned, as far as the staff members of these forums, are volunteers, and you've been one of them.
I don't know about 95%, but
the organization is in over 25 countries around the world and only has about 500 employees.
Sounds right.
There's hardly anyone working for Landmark as far as being paid.
Well, that's because Landmark doesn't make a great deal of money.
That's crap, sir.
Well, they have to rent these rooms.
They have room rental costs, and that's it. And their website.
And it doesn't cost much to take these courses. Have you looked at what comparable?
It costs hundreds of dollars.
Have
man.
You looked what looked at
$400?
Have you looked at comparable courses like
$400 times 100 people? That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of jack, but it costs a lot of money to staff.
It's a lot of money
to do these things.
There's nobody staffing these things except for volunteers.
They have staff that work 365 days a year in their offices that have to set these things up. The only thing the assistants do is make sure that the forum itself goes okay. Yeah. They don't handle the
setting
up and all that
stuff. So why did you volunteer for this organization?
What did I assist?
Yeah.
In my particular case, I wanted to take the forum. I was behind the sign-up schedule. I was past the deadline. So I offered, you know, my friend was... he was supervising the course.
If it's so life-changing, why do you have to take it again?
It's, you know, people forget stuff.
I see. The whole purpose is to continue to move these people like cattle through their little process.
And by the way, it wasn't $400 for me. It was only $200. It would have been $200.
You had to pay to volunteer?
No, it would have been $200 had I taken the course. But in fact, I assisted. So I did.
So you didn't have to pay.
Right.
Okay. So what happens is they move these people through the course and they encourage them to sign up for more further courses, because even though the sales pitch up front is, oh, take the forum, this is going to change your life. Well, your life isn't quite totally changed yet. Now you need to take the advanced forum or this other special leadership forum or whatever. And then actually, as it turns out, when you go and take the leadership forum, that's not anything about leadership. It's about how to recruit more people into the landmark forum. And in fact, you get pressured based on the amount of people that you bring into the forum. You're either getting it when you bring in a bunch of people and you're the top person in the class, or you're not doing so great. You're not getting it if you aren't bringing in enough new blood.
How much
to the organization?
Leadership program cost?
I have no idea.
It's $0.
Yeah, that's because you're learning how to be an unpaid volunteer, an unpaid recruiter for this organization that is profiting big time off of your efforts.
I would say that I learned a great deal by taking the Introduction to Leadership program, where I met my wife. And, I'm happy with the amount of time that I volunteered with them.
I'm not surprised that you feel that way, Mark. People who are involved in the cults really believe that they're getting benefits from it. And I don't deny that you might have gotten some benefits from it. But at the same time, I'm suggesting that you could have learned the same things by picking up a book that you paid $20 for. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. David in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, David?
Hey, I wasn't going to talk about the cult stuff, though. I was going to talk about instant runoff voting.
All right. You got a little bit of time. Go, sir.
Okay. Well, have you guys heard of, do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a new vote. It's a different way to vote based on ranking the candidates, and it's probably better than plurality in the current system that we have.
Right. Okay.
All right. Is that it?
All right.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. More examples from people involved in the forum. The landmark forum, this cult that Mark is involved with here. And do you think that, am I right about this? Is this sounding cultish to you at all? If not, there's more information here, especially this volunteer thing, which is really spooky. They have volunteers cleaning their bathrooms for them. We'll explore. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.